for me, it's allowing children to take ownership of their learning. So, for example, when I taught 5-6, a lot of children were already doing PowerPoint presentations, were doing technological things well beyond my scope of understanding. But my idea wasn't to teach that. My idea was to say, okay, we have a difficulty or we have a problem in math or science. Let's take social studies, for example. And I would say, okay, we have a native tribe that we're studying. How can we compare what they live through to what we've lived through in our lifetime? And I said, how many ways can we solve that problem? And so we'd brainstorm. And I wouldn't be the hub of the brainstorming. They would be the hub of the brainstorming. And then they would come back to me and say, okay, Mr. Rain, this is what we thought about. And I would have probably 10 to 15 questions to further that understanding. In math, in grade 5-6, I would take a great series is called The Puddle Problems. And so after you've done a unit on measurement, let's say, I would say, okay, one of the famous ones is, how would you measure a puddle? And the kids would say, well, do you mean temperature? Do you need depth? Do you need circumference? Do you need... And I said, I'm throwing it out there. What do you think it is? And so we're all... What I was trying to do is always say, okay, yes, I'm a teacher. Yes, I could dictate information. But wouldn't it be so much more powerful if children taught children about how to think? So higher order thinking, metacognition, we hear those words all the time. But how do we actually get it in their heads to do that? So now that I'm in a grade 1-2, I've got various learners. I have kids who are on IEPs, just like I had in junior. I have kids who are just little, what I would consider little sponges. And how I set that up for inquiry is it's so, so important, especially when they're really young, because I saw it in grade 5 and 6 and grade 4 even, the perfectionist type kid who doesn't want to try until it's perfect. So what I do is I set my classroom up and I make mistakes part of the learning process. And if we repeat the same mistake over and over again, it means that we're not learning how to solve that mistake in the first place. So it keeps repeating until we actually figure out how to do it. And how I do that is during morning message, on the board, I'll deliberately make spelling errors for my kids to see that, hey, my teacher makes mistakes, and he doesn't lose it, and he doesn't give up, and he doesn't do all these kinds of things. So that when I set up the inquiry-based learning, so right now we're doing a Jolly Learning Phonics, and so all the actions and all that kind of stuff are important, but then how do you get the kids to remember? Well, they like to draw. So a lot of kids will say to me, well, Mr. Ring, I can't draw that. I says, did you try? And one of the beautiful books that kind of lends to that is called, I think it's called The Dot. And it's about this kid who, Vashti does this, doesn't want to do any artwork. And he puts a dot on the paper and the teacher says, well, all artists sign their work. So Vashti signs his work and the next day the teacher puts his this lovely dot that's signed by Vashti in a frame up behind his door or up behind his desk. And Vashti was like, wow, this is unbelievable. So it's like pulling that kid who's shy and timid and all that kind of stuff into a Vashti. And how do we do that? Well, we instill in them that we believe in them. When it comes to a kid who's having a tough time thinking outside the box, and they've got these young minds that are just soaking up and sponging everything, that's when we bring in all these other little tricks that we have as teachers. We all have these awesome tricks to get them to think outside the box. Okay. So a long kind of answer to what is inquiry, but inquiry is like giving the skills, the acquisition and consolidation skills to the kid and letting them consolidate it and master it on their own terms. And when that happens, every kid walks away, A, feeling good about themselves, and more confident to take on the next problem. And sometimes when I don't want to give the answer, and I know another kid has the answer, I'll do a peer-peer. because there's no greater power than a child teaching a child of the same age what they know. And that's inquiry to me.